You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This month is Bee Aware Month, where the focus is on how we can help with supporting bees as they help support our ecosystem. Joe spoke to Dr. Angus McPherson today, who is from Trees for Bees, and Jess Curtis from Branch Creek Honey on the importance of bees to the ecosystem and how Kiwis can help them during this month of spring. First, Joe spoke to Dr. McPherson on the topic.
So tell me a bit about this, man. Tell me a bit about Bee Aware Month. Tell me a bit about the importance of bees to the ecosystem.
Look, Bee Aware Month is something that's organised by Apiculture New Zealand, which is the umbrella industry body for beekeepers and honey companies in New Zealand, and it's just about helping raise awareness about our bees and their importance. So, you know, bees and other pollinators underpin our ecosystems through their pollination services, making sure that plants can reproduce and grow, and you'd be well aware that they're under pressure globally because of changes, intensification of farming practices and loss of biodiversity and habitat, and issues around pesticide and herbicide use, and increasingly with climate change. So specifically coming back to what we do, it arose from some concern from beekeepers about loss of flowering or a loss of flowering diversity at a specific time of year. So our work is around researching and understanding what plants are available for providing pollen and nectar for our bees and for other pollinators to keep their colonies healthy. Honey gets a lot of headlines, with things like the growth in the manuka industry in the last decade. But we've also got to remember that majority of our primary sector exports, from pastoral farming with clover pasture through to.
So tell me how bees are affected by climate change.
Well, it's little things like plants getting out of sequence on their flowering. We've got magnolias nearby that are probably flowering a month early, and so there's that changing of flowering times. There's those more pronounced and intense climatic events from storms through to drought through to wind. It's a hard enough process to manage being a beekeeper and keeping those bees happy and healthy and making sure that they've got good access to floral resources and those sorts of things, but it just makes that whole environment for them to operate that much more challenging. And so the sort of things we're thinking about is the robustness of the plants that we're promoting, and are we seeing significant shifts in flowering behavior, and does that mean that we need to start thinking a little bit more differently about what it is that we use?
Obviously with Bee Aware Month, the organization has asked Kiwis to start obviously planting trees and plants that do attract bees. Tell me a bit about that. What kind of trees, what kind of plants would you recommend Kiwis to start planting?
Well, look, it depends a little bit where you're wanting to plant them. I always say to people, go back a step in terms of, well, where are we thinking of doing some planting? What are we doing it for? One of the differences with our work that we do in New Zealand here, it's a little bit unique in that we're not asking people to go and, set aside a piece of their garden just to plant for bees. What we're saying is, look at what planting you're doing anyway, and in the city it might be in a vegetable or a flower garden. On the farm it might be riparian planting or a shelter belt or land stabilisation or something like that. And then look at how you can bring bee forage species into that. So on a riparian strip it might be with native species, and so look then at the good flowering ones within that that flower at the critical times of year that you need. So spring's really, really important for having a plentiful and increasing supply and pollen of nectar so that the bee numbers can build up ahead of doing their pollination and honey work. And autumn's another really important time because the honey's been taken off the hive and they need to replenish their stocks and make sure they're set up for overwintering. So there's things like five finger, which is really good at this time of the year and a little bit earlier. Some of your pittosporums are starting to come into flower now and through until Christmas. In autumn, you've got your Koromiko and your Hoheria species, which are really good. You know, and I mean, thinking for some of your listeners in Auckland there, if they're, you know, if it's an urban garden, or if it's on a flat and not, you know, they don't have much space, then, you know, plant some herbs in a window box, or some herbs in your vegetable garden. They're great for, most of them are more autumn flowering. Although, yeah, there's plenty that do flower in spring as well. You might have a wee bit of a hedge you're going to plant, so there's, you know, you can do that with things like rosemaries and lavenders and things like that, or you can look at camellias and macalias, a great flowering species. Or you might have room for a little specimen tree in your garden, so something like a flowering ash is great. So, I mean, we've got 400 plants thereabouts on our database for that we've screened and filtered as being as good bee forage plants. So pop onto our database at treesforbeesnz.org and have a look under our information, and buried in there somewhere is one of our planting lists and or species lists, and have a look at there and see what interests you and see when it's flowering and plant some of that.
Next, Joe speaks to Jess Curtis, who is a young beekeeper from Cadrona. Jess works for Branch Creek Honey, where she is passionate about working with bees. Jess was the recipient of a beekeeping scholarship last year. She talks about the importance of bees and what motivates her to work with them.
Obviously, like Bee Aware Month is something quite crucial when it comes to the ecosystem. But tell me why you see the importance in it.
Well, I guess the whole month is about raising awareness about bees and how important they are, especially in food production. I read somewhere this morning that every third mouthful you eat has been pollinated, like it requires pollination to be produced. So I guess Bee Aware Month is very important just to get the community and New Zealand involved in how they can help support our bee population. And pests and diseases become more prevalent. It's important that bees have the nutrition and pollen and nectar of plants to be able to have the energy to fight back.
Your work as a beekeeper obviously plays a large part into this. So tell me about that. What does a regular day look like for you?
For me, I'm only doing beekeeping at part-time, so I'm working on our family farm and I do the beekeeping as well there. So every day is different. But a typical day isn't really a typical day. It's every day's, you know, you open up one hive and it's not the same as the next hive. You kind of, there's so much learning involved, and trying to read what the bees are doing. But that's why I really like it. It's, you know, it's always interesting. And you're doing something that you can really see yourself making a difference, and you know that your job, like you're required, you know, bees need you. They can't survive without beekeepers.
Is there anything that really motivates you?
I guess what really motivates me is actually being able to see the difference. You know, a lot of the stuff that we do to try and mitigate climate change, you can't see the direct effect. So whereas me working bees and looking after them, I can directly see the effect that's happening. That's, you know, their health is good and the plants are pollinated, you know.
Apiculture New Zealand has called for Kiwis plant trees and plants basically that are bee safe. So how would you recommend Kiwis go about doing that?
I guess the biggest thing is having a variety. So you have something in your garden that flowers or provides nutrition at all times of the year. So there's, you know, there's heaps of things you can plant. Agriculture New Zealand has a heap of resources on their website, and so does the treesforbee.org website. But so if you're planting fruit trees, apples, pears, plums, cherries are really good. There's also like native plants that you can plant. So you've got cabbage trees, pohutukawa, flax bushes are really good ones. And you know, you've got lavender and sunflowers and rosemary. I guess it's just about having a variety. And so there's always something that they can get to and feed on.
Both Dr. McPherson and Jess have recommended that if New Zealanders want to know more about how they can help out with Be Aware Month, they should visit Agriculture New Zealand or the Bees for Trees website to find out more. As I'm sure all of you listeners are aware by now, the news team is producing work from home on their laptops, which is a tricky feat. So sometimes the audio quality can get a bit funny, just like you heard in that last interview. So I'll say a general apology for any weird audio you hear in this lockdown period. Fortunately, can't often be helped. So thank you for sticking with us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.